We're on Insight right now, and Jack is not here. He is out of town on business, and we're talking to the St. Joe Festival Committee. We got Ryan Steinbrenner.
Hi, Neil.
How are you?
Very good.
Gary Steinbrenner.
Nice to be back with you, Neil.
Yes, it is. It's great to have you. And Father Matt.
How we doing? Good to be here.
It is good to, for you to be here.
Yeah.
It's great been a to while. Have you. Yeah. Well, most people don't know that. They listen on Saturday and Sunday to the chat with Father Matt. And if they haven't been listening real close, they might not know that some of those are replays.
There we go.
So there's all kinds of good stuff, and almost all of it is worth re-listening to anyway. So it's all really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about the St. Joe Festival. And then we'll talk a little bit about the church and some of the other things. And Father Matt is here to make sure that we don't say anything that we shouldn't.
Very good idea.
Good luck.
So just real quick, when are the dates of the festival?
September 8th, 9th, and 10th, Friday through Sunday.
All righty. And that's traditionally always the weekend after Labor Day. Is it? As far as I can remember, it's always been that, hasn't it? I know it's been for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think maybe the first one or two was the following weekend.
Okay.
We ran into some really severe cold weather and moved it up.
Yeah, things change when you get into, can change pretty quickly when you get into that part of the year. I know I've done some golf things in the week after that, and one year it'll be 80, and the next year it's 50 with drizzle and 30-mile-an-hour winds, so you don't know what you're going to get into.
Well, on Sunday morning when the beer was frozen at cups, we knew it was time to change.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
You need some more alcohol in that beer so it doesn't freeze.
Need some bourbon.
There you go.
There you go. So we're going to take a real quick little break, then we'll be back and get into all the details of the St. Joe Parish Festival, how long it's been, and what other kind of things have been going on in the time. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Miracle Lanes will be open 7 days a week starting Monday, September 11th, with the start of the fall bowling leagues. Up until then, they'll be open on Thursdays at 4 o'clock and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Call them for all your favorite food at 375-4274. They have great sandwiches, wings, subs, and of course their pizza. And don't forget their Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, and wings. And every Friday, they'll have happy hour prices all day before and after the football games with $1.50 long necks and $2 domestic drafts. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274.
Come drive with the Cooper Farms team. All new Class A CDL drivers hired at the Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms will receive a $500 sign-on bonus after 30 days of employment. We are actively seeking second shift feed delivery drivers. These positions require a valid Class A CDL and offer a competitive wage, outstanding benefits package, and allow you to be home daily. To learn more information or to apply, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team or visit us at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians are 3-0, and they'll host the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the varsity match starting around 6:30. On Friday, the Indians football team will travel to Germantown to take on the perennial powerhouse, the Valley View Spartans. If you're using GPS to get there, use the address 64 Comstock Street in Germantown. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you Fort Recovery Radio's coverage starting around 6:45 with the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, it'll be volleyball again with the ladies playing in the St. Mary's Invitational. Their first match will start around 10 a.m. Lots of sports this week. Tomorrow, volleyball at home against Delphi St. John. Friday, football at Valley View. And Saturday, volleyball in the St. Mary's Invitational. Get to all the games you can this week. But if you just can't get there to cheer on our Indians, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside, and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and Jojo fries, On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street IGA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery High School and Valley View High School will be uniting as one on Friday night to help out Rockport High School near Houston recover from the devastating floods over the past week. The game Friday night is a great opportunity to bring two schools together, not only competitively, but also to help others in a time of need. Valley View and Fort Recovery will send relief funds to Rockport to assist them in their recovery from the flooding. Both schools will be collecting monetary donations throughout the school week and between the first and second quarters of the football game on Friday night. The schools will also be sending signs of encouragement and positive messages to Rockport High School in Texas, letting them know that we are thinking about them during this time. Monetary donations can be dropped off at Fort Recovery High School during school hours through this Friday or at the Fort Recovery Radio Studio tonight during our weekly talk shows, Insight at 7 and Sports Talk at 8. Let's all do our part to bring at least a little relief to the students and families of Rockport, Texas. Again, monetary donations can be taken to the school this week during school hours or can be brought to our studio tonight during Insight and Sports Talk from 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
And we're back with the folks from the St. Joe Festival. Did want to elaborate a little bit on the Rockport relief thing that we just heard. You can bring donations up here to the studio tonight while we're on the air till around 10 o'clock. Monetary donations only. Don't bring stuff because there's no way to get stuff there. But monetary donations that we can send down to the people at Rockport High School. They're taking monetary donations at the school, at the high school office during school hours. And here tonight, up through around 10 o'clock if somebody wants to bring stuff by here. So we want to help those people any way we can, and two of the ways we can help them is stay out of the way and send them money so they can buy what they need instead of assuming they need semi-loads of water that we can't get there anyway. So with that said, we'll get into the St. Joe Festival thing. So what actually goes on at the St. Joe Festival, as if I don't know?
Well, pretty much the same events we've had in past years, and going with our second annual cornhole tournament this year on Friday night. It was such a success last year doing it the first year. We decided to try that again, so we're going to bump that up. Last year, we didn't start till after the home Fort Recovery game. Mm-hmm. 10:30 till we started, 3 in the morning till we finished. So,
how many teams did you...
I think we had 23, 25 teams.
No, 36.
Oh, okay. Wow. I was wrong. 36 teams.
That's a lot.
That is a bunch.
That's and a bunch I talked to a lot of people at the game after they heard that you were going to wait till some time after the game. A bunch of people said, "Oh yeah, we got to go."
Absolutely.
Everybody loves St. Joe, no matter what you do.
Yeah, it was
whether it's the store or the festival or whatever it is.
Yeah, it was a great time. Competition was good. He got down to them good teams that you know, the final four, or final eight teams that could throw bags really well, and it. 45 minutes a game on those ones because they were just, you know, making bag after bag and canceling each other out. So it took a while. So Fort Covers away. We're gonna bump up the time. They're at Parkway. If you're not going to the game, come out to St. Joe, throw a cornhole. I'm gonna have Fort Recovery Radio on my DJ system out there and playing a football game.
Yep. And
on the radio.
And hopefully that it's such a blowout that you can start playing music toward.
Oh, there we go. That's what we hope. Yep. Yeah.
Hope we have a running clock, but you can't be counting on that for sure. So
yep.
And I have a feeling a lot of people are going to go to the game, and then once we get things under control, if we do, or start looking so bad that they don't want to watch the rest of it, they're going to head down to St. Joe.
Yeah, so, and come on out. And
so what time is that going to start?
Registration opens at 7:30, $15 a team. You bring your own partner.
Okay.
And then we'll start throwing bags around 8 o'clock once we get the brackets thrown up.
So if people just want to throw... but they don't have a partner lined up. If they show up out there and somebody else shows up, you can make a team.
Absolutely.
They're on the spot, so not necessarily looking for it that way, but that could happen if somebody else shows up that
yeah, we'll
that
find you one.
A team. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. And Beer Stain's going to be open that night. We're going to cook some brats on a grill. I think we've got 200, 250 brats or so we're going to cook up out there. So we'll have some food to munch on. We'll have some some drinks for sale, pop water beer, and we'll have a good time.
Was that something last year you ran out of food? Is that
we didn't
have an hour.
Yeah, we downed the lunch stand and didn't know how many teams to expect. And so we got a crock pot of wings from Tin Man's. And half hour later, they were gone.
Yeah.
So we started throwing chips out of the lunch stand and everything else we could find and started selling that. So.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little different from that this time around. So, yep. Okay. Good.
So that's Friday night. That'll open us up, and then we'll go into Saturday. And
on the bags. Mm-hmm. What's it cost to enter, and what can you win if you do win?
Yeah, $15 to enter. We'll pay. Okay. I think we paid the top three teams last year.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
And it just depends how many teams go in. We'll pay a percentage out there, but we'll pay out the top three teams for sure.
Good.
And then. That takes care of Friday night. So that's, you know, not a lot open on Friday night as far as the other stands. But
And until last year, you never had anything on Friday night anyway. So.
Exactly. And it used to be.
Not exactly true. We used to play volleyball on Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember that. Of course, I didn't play volleyball. So
back in the 80s, 90s when volleyball was big, we had a huge crowd on Friday night for volleyball. We actually had a couple divisions and... it was big.
I may have gone out and watched that. That sounds familiar. I know I did somewhere.
Yeah, Dad. I remember Dad and Gary and their generation always saying that was the best night. Friday night was the party night out there.
Yeah.
You know, when they did the volleyball.
Absolutely. But the video games have kind of killed the volleyball. You know, people rather sit around and play video games and get out and play volleyball. But at that time, volleyball was bigger than softball.
Yeah.
Softball kind of faded out, and volleyball took its place, and there was teams from all over, you know, the county and tri-county, whatever, came, played. I think we had 60-some teams played in the tournament. And it went on Friday night, Saturday, and finished up on Sunday.
Wow.
I think three divisions, women's and men's and
man.
A and B. Yeah, it was huge. And then it just kind of fell by the wayside.
Hmm.
So now it's beanbag.
There you go.
Yeah. And cornhole.
Yep.
So cornhole. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Beanbag on Sunday.
Yep.
But you don't have to be quite as athletic to toss cornhole and as volleyball.
It's true. Yep. Father Ned and I played last year. I mean, we actually won a game.
One game out of 15?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we won the first game, and we thought we were going to lose completely. And we played that second game and got our butts kicked.
Yeah, they won got through the first round and got beat out second round.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was midnight, so I'm glad we're starting early this year.
And we did double elimination last year, right? That's how we played.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is so that also going to be this year?
Double elimination again, yep.
Yep.
Yep. And then before we go into Saturday's events, I was going to say before, too, if you're curious about everything going on at the festival, we have a list of everything going on, obviously, and all the signs hanging around town. But we have a Facebook page. St. Joe Homecoming Festival is the name of the Facebook page. If you want to follow that page, we have all the events listed on there. If you're looking for times or looking for what's going on, join us or like us on Facebook. You'll be able to see all that. It's in the bulletin at church. Also, you can check out all the events later on this evening. If you've been following us on Facebook, you had a chance to like and share a post last week. That will get you a bunch of free stuff we're going to give away tonight. Father Matt's going to draw that out later on in the show. So if you liked and shared that post last week, you have a chance to win a bunch of goodies later on. So follow us on Facebook. Going into Saturday, 4:30 outdoor mass. We hope it's outdoors. Hopefully the weather is better than it was last year to us. It was kind of windy last year, threat of rain, so we moved it inside and had way more people inside St. Joe Church than fit inside St. Joe Church, but it worked out all right anyway. So if weather pending, we'll have outdoor mass. Either way, that will be 4:30 mass at St. Joe. Because there, Father, correct me if I'm wrong here, because there's 4:30 mass at St. Joe, there's no other Saturday night mass that night,
no
right?
Mass confessions at Mary Help of Christians, and no 7:30 a.m. St. Joe mass. So
that's right.
The only 4:30 mass at St. Joe mass.
Yep, so if you want to go to church Saturday night, make sure you make it at St. Joe, and if you want in this cluster.
Yeah. Sure, it'll be a big crowd because we'll be outside, just bring a lawn chair, right?
Why wouldn't you want to do something like that anyway? Hang around with a whole bunch of people, and you're right there at the St. Joe Festival. You're probably going to go to that anyway, so you're right there, and...
Yep.
Off you go.
Yeah. I have the mass again this year, so I don't know if that'll entice anyone, but the homily was pretty short last year, so
I
just throwing that out there.
Somebody said it was, I haven't done one of these before, and I think it's probably appropriate if it's very short. Thank you, I'll sit down.
And then the whole congregation applauded, and you know, first time I've ever seen that.
Definitely wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. It worked out well.
It'll be twice that long this year.
But, you know, what surprised me on the Facebook page, I had people comment if they wanted an extra entry into the drawing tonight what their favorite thing about the festival is, and I bet half of the people that commented said outdoor mass, and that's pretty cool. You know, you think of everything that goes on at the festival with, you know, the music and the games and all the activities and the entertainment and the kiddie tractor pools, and they commented a lot of things. Kiddie tractor pools was probably the second thing commented because everybody loves that, but I think the number one thing said was outdoor mass, and that's pretty neat. That shows you what kind of community we live in here, that, you know, church really is the heart of it all, and that's what this festival is about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And something like that is a little different, a little more meaningful, and just, it's things like that are just awesome. I love when things like that happen.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got the 4:30 mass, and then when that's over, everybody heads on over to the festival, and you get, enticed a little bit sitting at mass because they cook that chili all afternoon out at St. Joe, and if the wind's blowing the right direction, you have to smell that all the way through mass, and man, everybody hits that stand hard. That is the best food you can get out there at the festival, in my opinion. Saturday night, have a bowl of chili.
Yep.
So they'll sell that, and all the stands will start opening after mass. You got your chili stand, and you got the lunch stand opening. It's got all kinds of good food in there, buffalo burgers, cheeseburgers, anything for the kids. I mean,
they got brats and probably hot dogs and
lots of different things.
Yeah,
you know, and there is anything for the family, from the kids to the adults. You'll find something to eat, so you can head over there and get yourself supper, and then all the other stands will start opening, and we'll have a good time. There we have our first donation there, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I like it.
Mr. Carl Plyman donating to the Rockport Fund. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl. Excellent.
Now I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do with this, but I hadn't thought of that.
Give it to Father Matt. I think you can trust him.
Yeah, I know I can trust him, but if we start getting a bunch of them, he's going to have his pockets full.
I got 4 or 5 pockets now.
Oh, okay.
Let's fill those pockets.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's fill Father Matt's pockets. So, that's...
Not my personal pocket.
I'm sure that's not the... I'm sure that's not the first... donation, but it's our first donation here. I'm sure they got plenty at school today, so that's great. We're happy about that.
After the outdoor mass, like I said, all the stands start opening. One of the big things that goes on Saturday night is the amateur horseshoe tournament. That begins at 7:30. Sign-in begins for that at 7. Amateur horseshoes is the... You don't really have to be a big horseshoe thrower. You just more have to be a... like drinking beer, I think, and have the ability to get the...
So I can play on Saturday night.
There you go, yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
No, you don't even have to be able to get the horseshoe all the way to the pit, I don't think.
That might not happen for me.
I know it would happen for me. But you'll get to amateur horseshoes. Sometimes that goes till, depending how many teams they have, till, midnight, 1 in the morning. I've seen it go to real late. That's always a good time. I know a lot of guys enjoy throwing horseshoes in that. We got attendance prizes on Saturday night. Children's attendance prizes and adult attendance prizes. All you have to do is be there. When you get there, go up to the headquarters. They'll give you a ticket, and if you're there when they draw it, you win. It doesn't cost anything to get in. It's just an attendance prize. I know a lot of people just don't think about getting it when they get there, but if you're headed out to the festival on Saturday night, if you've got your kids, go get them an attendance prize. And if you got yourself or your spouse.
And I almost never think of that.
Yep, most people don't. I never usually think of it. Yep. Yeah, now,
are they also doing a 50-50?
Yeah, there'll be a 50-50 drawing.
That you can do there also. Yep. So just walk up there, get your attendance ticket, 50-50 ticket, and raffle tickets.
And that's right. Get it all right. And they even sell beer tickets at the headquarters. So that ought to be your first stop when you get there.
Yes, definitely.
Yep. And then, of course, got some decent music playing on Saturday night out there.
Oh, you're playing 60s music?
I do play some 60s and 70s and 80s and kind of the same music Chuck's playing tonight, introing us. So, it is a little enticer to everyone. But, I'll be out there DJing on Saturday night. Can't forget Buckeyes play Oklahoma on Saturday night. We got the TVs ready and set up, and that game for sure will be on out there underneath the beer tent.
Yep. Usually have at least 4 TVs on, one and facing each direction.
Yeah, one
on
facing every direction. You betcha.
And if there, I don't know what other games are on, but I know at times there's a second game going on somewhere. If there's another big game, or if there's Notre Dame fans there or something, that there's another game on. If there is another good game, or
and usually there's a Saturday night NASCAR race on that weekend, a lot of times we throw that up on the TV.
I don't think that's a real sport. It
It's not going to beat out the Buckeyes game. That's, I know that. Sure. That's going to be the number one game. I'd say that might take up all four TVs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll definitely have the Buckeyes on. I'll start playing the music around 10 o'clock. Buckeyes won't be over. Everybody will still be enjoying the game. And once that game's over, then we'll really party for a Buckeyes win, because we know they're going to beat Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
That takes care of Saturday night. All the other stands will be open Saturday night. If you got kids, we got a kids, tent out there, plenty of kids games. We got the cake paddle wheel. We got bingo open, lunch stand, gambling stands.
I can't forget about the bingo. We got guest callers for the bingo.
Guest callers.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
right.
it.
Myself and Father Ned will be calling bingo.
I was just going to guess. Right. When you brought right. that up, that had but to be.
From 7 to 9, I think I'm doing an hour, and Father Ned's doing an hour.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah.
Awesome.
I think Jill has some other people up her sleeves, but I don't know about them. I just know about myself because she asked me. I've never called bingo before, so don't hate me if I'm going too fast or too slow.
They will.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll let you know.
Dime a card or whatever they cost. They get real serious over that.
Those are some serious people. Mm-hmm. And one thing I learned when I was young, when you're walking past that, don't just yell bingo.
They will.
I
kill
did
you.
That once, and a little old lady chased me down. I just went walking on. She got up and came after me, hit me with her purse.
Wow.
I can't remember where it was. It was probably the Jubilee or somewhere, but she came up and walloped me with her purse. She was mad.
Speaking of the bingo, I have to plug the St. Joe St. Peter CYO youth. They took it over this year. I believe St. Peter Church was always in charge of the bingo in past years, and then the funds kind of went to them, and they gave it up this past year, and we were having trouble finding someone, looking around to find someone to head that particular part of the festival, and the youth from the St. Joe and St. Peter parishes stepped up and said, we could use some extra money. And so them kids,
awesome.
High schoolers from St. Joe and St. Peter, they're going to be the ones collecting the money in there and doing the work. And I just think that's awesome that they step up and do that work. That's really good.
And that's, I was just listening to last year's time when you were on, and you were talking about, the next generation needs to step up and understand what a neat thing you guys have going out there, and what a neat thing it is to help people do things and raise some money and stuff. And it is just great that especially high school kids are jumping in and saying, we want to do this.
Yeah.
Instead of being arm twisted and hate every second of it, they're wanting to do it. That's great. Let's take a quick break. Got anything else you want to throw in real quick about bingo? Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back just in a minute or two.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Season tickets for the fall sports are being sold now in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reserved seats for the high school home football games must be claimed by Wednesday, August 31st. Season tickets for football are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And they're once again offering the high school super ticket, which will get you into the home football and volleyball games, plus the boys and girls home basketball games. The super tickets are $135 for adults and only $40 for students. Presale tickets for high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and all tickets at the gate will be $7. Tickets for the volleyball games will only be sold at the door, and they'll be $6 for adults and $4 for students. For junior high sports, they're offering a season ticket that will get you into home football and volleyball games. It'll be $15 for adults and only $5 for students, and tickets at the door will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, you can get an all-sports pass for only $25 that will get you into all home high school and junior high games, but will not have a reserved seat for football or basketball games. Head up to the high school office between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. any weekday and get your season tickets for this year's fall sports.
What?
Frontier.
No.
We love Frontier.
And we're back on Insight. We're talking to the folks from the St. Joe Festival. That's coming up on, what's the date?
September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
8th, 9th, and 10th. So the weekend after Labor Day. And that's always one of the all-time favorite things for people to go to. It's one of those festivals that people say, what's going on? You got bands, you got what kind of entertainment? Yeah, you got DJ.
And bingo. Okay.
What else?
Beer.
Nothing? Why would anybody go? Because there's not all this other junk going on. You can talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome. Yeah. There's people everywhere, and you just talk to anybody and everybody. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just all about the camaraderie out there. I mean, yes. You have the whole St. Joe families, all that, you know, the 105 families that we have in our parish or so.
Yeah.
You know, most of them are going to be out there, and
yeah,
it's just such a great time, you know, communicating and meeting with your family and friends, and then you have all these other, you know, guests coming out, and it's just all about the camaraderie and the relaxed atmosphere and just having a great time.
Yep, it's 105 families plus all of their families and friends that live around, most of them still in Fort Recovery District, because if you get out of about a 10-mile radius, nobody knows where St. Joe is, which is one reason why it's so awesome. You don't have all these outside people coming in. And
Jay County knows who it is.
Don't tell them.
It's also kind of the end of the summer.
Yes.
You know, it's the last hurrah.
Yep.
And the weather can be gorgeous that time of the year. Sometimes it's cold, you know, sometimes it's rainy. But usually if it rains Saturday night, you got a gorgeous Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I've been chairman a couple times, and I think both times it rained. And I remember Tom Lamb was my co-chairman, and it just poured buckets Saturday night. I mean, there was water, mud everywhere. And we met up there Sunday morning to get things going again. And I said, Tom, what are we going to do? He said, clean up. And the sun came out. We went and got sawdust. We got straw, spread it all over the place, you know, to try and keep it as dry as we could. The sun came out and the people came out, and we probably had the biggest Sunday crowd we've ever had. So if you have a bad Saturday, people are going to show up on Sunday. You know, it's just one of those things. They're not going to miss it. And we also have the chicken dinners on Sunday evening. You know, that brings people out. You know, there's no pre-sales. You just stop by and pick them up. You can get your chicken dinner tickets at what am I trying to say, Ryan?
Headquarters.
And, you know, along with the other tickets, and pick up your chicken dinner on Sunday evening. So, yeah, it's kind of the last hurrah, and it's just just is a great time.
And the way I always looked at it is, you know, we keep it simple, stupid. You know, it's our families, you know, of St. Joe putting us together, and we run the show, and we're not doing anything extravagant. We're not hiring ride companies to come in and paying them big money. We have good entertainment out there that is going to, you know, draw a crowd. It's a nice, relaxed atmosphere. We're not getting a huge headache out of it, but it's going to make us the money that you know, it's going to help our parish.
Yeah, when this all started back in 83, believe it or not, I was there in Paul Bax's kitchen with some other people in the parish, and the reason being, we needed funds for the church. You know, we had some major projects coming up, and we needed some funds. So we talked about having a festival, and that was kind of the theme, keep it simple, you know. I think we might have had a ride or the first year or two, a couple rides, but then it just was pretty much volleyball, beer, and horseshoes. And then we spanned it a little bit. One year we did a karaoke contest, and that was quite interesting.
Did you win that, Gary?
That would be fun.
We should have. We really got robbed. Yeah. We really did. I don't remember who the judges were, but it was me and Tom Kalp and Whitey and Don Colick.
And wow. you lost somehow?
And we did Doo-Wah Diddy.
Wow.
We were fantastic.
I can believe that.
We rehearsed and everything. We had.
Did you do the dance?
I didn't. I was actually a girl. With my big black beard at that time, the whole deal. Yeah.
That might be a little odd, because I don't remember you without the beard, so I was going to say you about had to have the beard.
My son's 27. He's never seen me without one. But, Whitey was the head singer, and we called ourselves the King Slime and the Baggers, because a certain lady that was married to Whitey would kind of like to sometimes call him a slime bag. So, but yeah, we had trash cans. You know, where they'd pop up out of the trash cans and do it. And I was dressed like a girl, and I had an umbrella that I hid behind until the final scene. You know, and then it was. I don't know how we lost. I didn't really.
You said karaoke contest, I didn't picture all this. No. I want to know how you lost. What could have been that?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It was. If the crowd could have voted, I'm sure we would have won. Even my mother said, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things in the past, there's just such a tradition of camaraderie and a good time. And, you know, it's just, it's heartfelt. You can feel it when you're there, and you can feel it the week you're setting up. And it's just a good time.
That's some of my favorite memories growing up. That whole week, you know, the St. Joe gang meets up there during the evenings leading up to that weekend setting up. And I can remember every year looking forward to that. And, you know, it's September, it's beginning of the school year. And I remember during summer break thinking, I can't wait till school starts because that's the festival.
Yep. Wow.
And I loved going up there with Dad and setting up and getting everything ready for the weekend. And just leading up to that, you know, that was as much fun as the weekend itself for me as a kid.
Yeah, because you're hanging around. That's one thing that's so unique about this area, and maybe even St. Joe in particular, is there are such really good, fun people, and it's just fun to be around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of fun,
yeah,
and that's why the festival, you know, without all this, without bands and all kinds of things going on, is one of the best there is, because it's just people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll always say my dad was a good influence on me growing up, and I'm sure he'll back that up. But I can remember going with him, you know, during that week while we're setting up and throwing beer cans in other people's yards because they didn't show up to set up, and moving goats around to other people's yards and waking up with a goat in our front yard one morning. And it's just lots of shenanigans going on that week that I may have been a little too young of being a part of, but it sticks in my memory pretty well.
Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's take another quick break here, and we'll be back and talk about a little bit more of the stuff going on around St. Joe and maybe some of the talk about maybe the church and some other things like that, and get through. We'll try to get through everything. We haven't talked really about much of Sunday, have we?
No, I haven't mentioned Sunday yet, and I think maybe when we come back from the break, I have a bowl full of names here.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll take care of pulling that name out. If you're listening and you shared that post last week on our Facebook page, listen closely. If I call your name, you'll be the big winner. And if you're listening and you call in, it's 419-516-0702.
And we'll say that again. But
yeah, I'll say it again at that time. But if you're listening and Father Matt calls your name, you call in, you can win some extra drinks and sandwiches just for
that you'll
listening
to share
tonight.
With me.
Absolutely.
No. Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Yes, someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room.
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians are 3-0, and they'll host the Delta St. John's Blue Jays. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the varsity match starting around 6:30. On Friday, the Indians football team will travel to Germantown to take on the perennial powerhouse, the Valley View Spartans. If you're using GPS to get there, use the address 64 Comstock Street in Germantown. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you Fort Recovery Radio's coverage starting around 6:45 with the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, it'll be volleyball again with the ladies playing in the St. Mary's Invitational. Their first match will start around 10 a.m. Lots of sports this week. Tomorrow, volleyball at home against Delta St. John's. Friday, football at Valley View. And Saturday, volleyball in the St. Mary's Invitational. Get to all the games you can this week. But if you just can't get there to cheer on our Indians, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
And we're back. Getting a little request for Father Matt.
Request from RJ the DJ to Father Matt. That's what it is.
It's true. Yes. All you people getting married out there, you get Slick or RJ the DJ to host your wedding reception. And I've had a couple DJs that were not very good, so...
Now you get Father Matt to be your what do you call it? The priest,
celebrant, for your
celebrant,
priest.
Yeah, celebrant. Sure. Mm-hmm. He'll be there and he'll make sure he'll find a square dance partner while he's there.
There you go. Chuck knows what's going on.
And as one of the promos said, we do have a fundraiser going on in conjunction with Valley View High School, trying to raise money for Rockport, Texas High School, one of the cities along the Gulf Coast that was just beaten to death with the hurricane and full of water, full of huge wind, and just a lot of destruction. So Valley View and Fort Recovery High Schools are collecting money to send down there
You can bring donations by the studio tonight while we're on the air till about 10 o'clock. Also, you can take them to the high school office during school hours, and they'll all of this will get to the people in Rockport to help them with whatever it may be that they need school-wise, and we'll let them decide what they're going to use it for. But it's one way that we can help people that, strangers, obviously. I don't know anybody there. My sister's in Houston, but she's 50 miles from there. I'm sure she doesn't know anybody in Rockport. That's as close as I can come. We don't know anybody there, but we know that they're having some major problems. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to help. So what do we have coming up here? We're gonna. You got a little drawing you're doing the Facebook?
Yeah, got a giveaway here.
Very good.
Father Matt and Gary are figuring out how to pull the name there. Yeah, last Thursday I posted on Facebook on the Fort Recovery, the St. Joe Homecoming Festival page, a giveaway. If you shared and liked in the post and you are a fan of the page, you got your name in the drawing. And then if you commented your favorite thing you like about the St. Joe Festival, you got your name in there one extra time. So I got about 150 names in that bowl. Some of them, about 60 of them, are people that are in there twice. And so Father Matt's going to pull a name here. And for the winner, we got a whole slew of stuff to give away. I got two free strips of raffle tickets, a free team entry into the Friday night cornhole tournament, six free drink tickets, four free plays at the country store, two free bowls of chili, two free sandwiches from the lunch stand, and two free drinks from the lunch stand. So if you add all that up, that's over $50 of value. That will get you a whole lot of fun out there at the festival.
That's pretty good.
And there's a bonus here. I posted on there, if you're listening to our beautiful voices tonight right here on the radio, and you hear your name called by Father Matt right now, if you call in within the next couple minutes, 419-516-0702 is the number. If you call into the station and let us know you're listening, we'll double the drink and food that you get. So pay attention here. Father Matt's going to reach his hand in there. He's going to pull out a name.
Donation.
All right.
So
another
much.
Donation from Alan Tammy Post for the people in Rockport.
And our winner is Laura Homan Beckman, someone I actually know. I'm surprised. Not that I don't know anyone around here, but I feel like I don't know everyone. So
there you are,
congratulations, Laura.
And what did she win?
She won that big slew of stuff that Ryan talked about.
There we go. A whole slew of stuff. Laura Homan Beckman. So I hope she's listening, because she can win double drinks and double food if she calls in here in the next couple minutes. And we'll wait to see if that phone rings, and we'll keep talking here.
And again, it is 419-516-0702. 516-0702. Call in and you can double your drinks and food.
That's right.
And $50 value. That's $50 that could go to Rockport.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, if you want to do that.
$50, come up and make a nice donation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
And we'll give you the stuff for the festival.
Yeah, I like it.
What do we got playing there, Chuck? I only hear a little bit of it.
That's okay.
Cotton Eye Joe, there you go.
Oh, is that what it is?
Hey, adult line dance.
Chuck's listening to my 90s music request big time over there. You're going to get me very excited, Chuck. Anyway, you're going to get me singing along, and I am not the karaoke year, and my uncle is sitting here. So.
Oh, boy. You notice I said I didn't sing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not dressing up like a girl either.
Yeah, well.
So we got through Friday. We got through Saturday, correct?
Yep.
So Sunday.
Sunday. We open up around 1 o'clock with some of our stands on Sunday. Of course, that's the opening weekend for NFL football. We got them TVs set up in the beer stand.
Three for the Bengals, one for the Browns.
We'll go 2-2 at least. My brother's in charge of the beer stand, and he's a Browns fan, so we'll see if the Bengals game show up or not. But, yeah, we'll have the Browns and Bengals on for sure up there. They both play at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So come up and watch the opening weekend of NFL football. Past years, we've went through a lot of headaches to get those games on up there, because DirecTV, we couldn't get it through. We'd have to put up an antenna. We'd run it way up high on some pole, and then we'd have to put a booster on it so we could pull channel 35 to get to Browns. And you talk about headache after headache. Mm-hmm. This year, Wabash has been kind enough to donate the cable to us for that weekend. So I want to give a shout out to Wabash for donating that. They'll have their boxes out there for us that weekend. So we'll be able to show the Buckeyes Saturday night. Yep. We'll have the Browns and Bengals on Sunday.
And I can tell you that at the MD tournament, they provided Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi for the park. There were some problems on Saturday.
and I don't know which one of the of the guys it was, but he spent 4 hours on Saturday trying to get that fixed. They finally determined they needed a part, and we they had it there Sunday morning before 9 o'clock, and within 15 minutes it was all done, taken care of. They will, you know, if there's any kind of problem, they'll fix it for you. They, and the same thing if you, if it's at your house too. Mm-hmm. But that was one of those things where Saturday afternoon, and he and his brother both playing softball that weekend. Fortunately, neither one of them had games scheduled then, but they had other things to do, and they're sitting around there. They're climbing and laying on the floor trying to figure stuff out, and they worked their butts off trying to get that going, and did. So they'll do everything they can to get you going. So I hope that doesn't even come up at St. Joe, and it probably
me
won't.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have any problems, but yeah, props to them for donating that to us. Yeah. That's awesome, and we'll make sure we have the NFL games on there on Sunday afternoon. So yep. I know I'll be up there at 12:30. I'll grab my lunch, and I'm going to park myself on a picnic table in there inside the beer tent, and I'll be rooting on my Browns for sure.
Yep.
So, you know, got the NFL football in the afternoon. A couple big things that go on. All start at 2 o'clock. We have the beanbag tournament that starts at 2 o'clock. We usually get a lot of teams for that beanbag tournament. Sign in for that begins at 1:30. We have the horseshoe tournament. That's more of the better horseshoe throwers that throw on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. So Saturday night it's the fun guys. Sunday afternoon it's the serious guys.
You got it.
Yep. And they're all fun to watch. Yep. I'd sit there and watch that. I've never thrown horseshoes, and I'm sure I couldn't. And I just love to sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
I don't, just, you know.
So, you know, you got your diehard horseshoe throwers throwing on Sunday afternoon. You got your adults throwing the beanbags for the most part. And then you got the kiddie tractor pull starting at 2 o'clock, too. And you talk about a crowd for that. You know, we get tons and tons of kids with their parents coming out. And I said before, when people were commenting on Facebook what their favorite thing to do at the festival was, that was the number two commented thing behind going to church, going to the outdoor mass. Everybody loves watching their kids pulling that kiddie tractor pull. So that starts at 2 o'clock. Beanbags, horseshoes, kiddie tractor pull, all sign in, starts at 1:30. So make sure you get yourself out there 1:30 and get signed in. So by 2 o'clock, you know, they're all ready to go.
Yep. And that goes on, what, an hour and a half, I believe? It depends on
it's usually a couple hours for sure, I think it's going on. They have a lot of different divisions.
Yeah, and those kids are it's just awesome to watch that.
Oh, yeah. And they, you know, the prizes are always, you know, toy tractors, you know.
Yeah, the collector ones. Those are nice.
They're right.
Similar to the ones that they gave away at the tractor pulls and those kind of things. There's just some neat stuff. And kudos to the businesses that provide those too.
Yeah, and you know, you kids, they win those, they carry them around all day. It'll be 7 o'clock Sunday evening, you still see them kids carrying them tractors around, big smile on their face. They're just proud as can be that they won. So all that starts at 2, you know, get yourselves out there. Food will be cooking, food will be hot. Eat lunch, enjoy the football, enjoy all the activities. The stands will be open again. You know, do a little gambling, try to win yourself some cakes, you know, all that fun stuff. Barbecue chicken dinners, as Gary said before, then are Sunday afternoon. We'll start serving them around 4 o'clock, and you know, you can drive through and pick them up. If you're not staying at the festival, we have a drive through pickup. You can come and just pick them up that way if you have something else to do. A lot of people take advantage of that can't make it out to the festival.
Not selling tickets even at the headquarters stand during the festival, is that correct? Or when they want the chicken dinners, they drive up, give you the money, and drive off with the chicken? Is that how? Or walk off with the chicken? Or can they buy it? Will they be able to buy them at the headquarters stand before? Or do you know that?
If I'm not mistaken, I think we can buy them at the headquarters stand.
Okay, but it's not, you do not have to buy them ahead of time.
There's no
pre-sales. That's
pre-sales.
The main thing.
There's no pre-sales,
So you can just show up with your cash money at 4 o'clock, and we sell them till they're sold out. You know, there is no pre-sales. We order X amount, and you show up with your money and get there early and buy your chicken dinners.
Yeah, don't wait till late.
No.
Yeah, they go pretty quick.
Because you'll be eating the buffalo burgers or whatever, which isn't bad, but it's not the chicken you're hoping for. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's Romer's chicken, I believe, isn't it? We get that chicken through. And
I talked to some people at the MD tournament, and they were just, it was really, really good. I got several that I ate. I think I finished the last one yesterday from the MD tournament. But it's just really good. And we'd heard good reports because they had done it for the cold water picnic, and it was just extreme. I think they've changed the recipe or something. It was always good. Now it's just really good.
Yeah, we for our Washington, D.C. fundraiser over for the eighth graders at Jay County where I teach, I took over the fundraiser about 4 years ago, and they used to have a headache of putting it all together, what they all did. And I said, I'll take this over, but I'm going to do it my way. And they said, hey, if you're taking charge, do it, whatever. And so my first phone call was Romer's. And now it's you know, I call them, here's how many dinners I need. The kids sell the tickets. And last week on Friday night, in a two-hour span, we threw out 1,600 dinners.
Wow.
And, you know, and
that's a few.
Yeah, it's a few. And the record was 2,100. It was 1 year we did, you know, 2,100 dinners. Some kids put them together, and you know, it's a lot less of a headache, but it's such good chicken. And then afterwards, we usually have quite a few dinners left over. We sell all the tickets pre-sale over there, and a lot of people just don't come pick up the dinners, forget about it, whatever. So I sell off the extra chicken by the bag, and so me and Dad always buy a ton of that. So I got some in my freezer now. That'll last me, you know, eat one of them every couple weeks for the next year, and I'm it's good chicken, that's for sure. So I mean, barbecue chicken dinners at start serving at 4 o'clock. You can just walk up with your money there, sit down at a picnic table and eat it, or drive through and pick them up and take them with you. We have a children's attendance prize again on Sunday. I think they draw that at 5 o'clock. So if you got your children there for the kiddie tractor pool or playing kiddie games or whatever they're doing, you know, make sure you get that attendance prize. It doesn't cost anything. And then our big entertainment on Sunday is a performance by Mike Himmelgarn, and he's been there quite a few times. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian, juggler, just an all around awesome act for the whole family.
What time is that?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yep.
Now, is that kind of the grand finale, or does stuff still go on quite a bit?
We have all the stands open throughout all that. You know, that's kind of, you know, the last big entertainment. But, you know, lunch stand's going to be open until we close. All the stands are going to be open. The gambling, the kiddie tent until they run out of prizes. The cake stand until they run out of cake and junk to give away.
So on Sunday night, when does it usually wrap up?
8:30 is the raffle drawing. Okay. So, you know, you stick around till 8:30. Gary will get on the microphone at 8:30 and start pulling out the names out of the big drum, and that's when we do the raffle drawing. And you talk about just an awesome raffle. We get 88 prizes that we're going to give away this year in that raffle drawing, and it's always 80 to 90. And just the support we get from the community donate, and then we're not talking little prizes. You know, I look down through
if I remember right, there's a lot of handmade things.
There's a lot of handmade things. There's a lot of donated, like, larger items. You know, one of the big things they give away, they're used to, was a handmade quilt. And I think that stopped a couple years ago, but that was always one of the top prizes here.
Yes,
really nicely made handmade quilt by the Lady Sodality, I believe. But top prize is $1,000 cash.
Well, that's not bad.
And you look through the first 26 prizes, and you're talking $100 cash, $200 cash, $250 cash, you know, $50
now,
cash.
Now, is that money that's raised with a raffle, or do people, are there some people that are
this
donating?
This is all donated money. You know, I wish I could name off as many are here, and I can't go through this whole list tonight. I'd be here for a while, but, you know, you look at just local ones like St. Joe's Store, you know, they donate a lot of things, you know, being right there across the road. Tom and Diane over there are just awesome and help us out big time that weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you got the Men's and Ladies Sodality from the church. They're donating some of the bigger prizes to this. Parishioners and companies, just everybody.
That's how it should be. That is just awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break again, and then we'll be back and kind of wrap things up here for St. Joe Festival. Be back in just a minute.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Come join the Cooper Farms team. We are currently seeking individuals for first and third shift turkey and hog loading, as well as first shift egg packaging. Cooper Farms offers a competitive wage and outstanding benefits package. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com/join our team or in person at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and Jojo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with Jojo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss Hay and Forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Figured it out yet? I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure I won't like it.
You're probably right, man.
I already know Neil doesn't like it.
What is it?
I don't know the name of this one.
I recognize the song, but I don't know the name.
Yeah, this is not a common wedding reception song in Mercer County. Put it that way.
Okay.
I'll skip forward.
There we go.
I still don't know.
So I know the song. I don't know the name of it.
I just like the beat of it. Neil hates it.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just keep playing.
Just crossing his arms.
Harold and Bubba, you can leave for a little while. We're just going to rock out, so you can come back at 9 o'clock or so.
don't leave without your raffle tickets.
Oh, yeah.
We got your raffle tickets here for you.
So, we got through the whole schedule, the things that are going on, and all the food, all that kind of thing. About how many people does it take to do all of this?
You know, you look at all the different stands.
Is it virtually everybody in the parish?
You know, everybody in the parish throws in some type of hand, you know, either just working that weekend or, you know, helping out in some way. You know, everybody in the parish is, or virtually everyone in the parish is helping out one way or the other. If you look at the people in charge, you know, each stand has, you know, a chairman, a couple, or a co-chair, and, you know,
take what you need.
You look at the festival every year. Someone takes over as chairman of the whole festival. This year it's Ryan and Carrie Lamb. They're co-chairmen, or Eric and Lindsay Lamb. You know, Eric and Lindsay just got married a couple weeks ago, and now they're turning around and helping with the festival. And the co-chair job of the entire festival is easy. You're in charge of buying the beer for all the workers. So when we're sitting
now let's clarify that. You don't buy the beer. Well, you provide the beer.
You provide the beer, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it doesn't cost you.
It doesn't cost you. You just got to make sure the coolers stay stocked. So Eric and Lindsay have it easy this year. But, you know, honestly, none of the jobs, you know, none of the chairman jobs you look at really are too much of a headache.
Yeah.
You know, everything is, all the roads have been paved. You just have to.
Yeah, you don't have to reinvent it every year.
Exactly. So, you know, it's pretty good. You know, we've probably got 10 or 12 different chair couples of different stands that, you know, really head up each stand. But everybody throws in a hand, and it's just awesome how easy it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts on Tuesday night. Labor Day is Monday, Tuesday night. Everybody meets up there with their trucks and trailers, and we go around the community and grab picnic tables and stands for people to sit in, and dice wheels and whatever we need. You know, we yep. most of it's borrowed. Yep. And we start Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night starts the construction of the stands. And the guys that have been doing it for years, you know, it just doesn't take time at all. It just goes so quickly.
Yep.
Last year, the chairman of the, they were just so amazed how quickly everything went and how smoothly. Well, the reason is there is a carrot hanging out there to get done. And that's the beer provided by the co-chairman. So, you know, when you get done, it starts before that, but then that's when the camaraderie starts.
Yeah, and start having fun then.
And that's when the shenanigans start.
So for the record, we work till midnight. So if my yes. wife's listening, we work till midnight. If it starts at 7, we're working all the way till
and
midnight.
Sometimes till 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes.
That's awesome. That's how it should be.
That's right.
That is, you know.
But, yeah, after this long, you've got people that do the same thing every year, basically. Mm-hmm. And they come in and do their thing, and it's just it's a lot of teamwork, and it's like clockwork. It goes very fast.
So there, obviously there's some money made with the St. Joe Festival. What is that used for? Because I know you take up a collection every week. So,
as of,
so doesn't that take care of everything?
As of last year, all the raffle ticket sales now goes to the Friends of St. Joe Church Fund, which is for Recovery Community Foundation, and it's St. Joe Friends of St. Joe Church Fund within that community foundation. And I just kudos to Janice Feely. She takes care of the bookwork there, and
she does a fantastic job.
She does
job
a fantastic job.
There are, I think, 50 or more
yes,
funds,
yes.
and she just keeps them all straight in her
yeah,
head. It's not a big deal for her.
Wow. Just
and the nicest part about running money through the community foundation is we don't see the money. We don't touch the money. It comes in. We may make a deposit, and she takes care of it. We fill out a form for disbursement when we got a bill to pay.
Yep.
The check goes directly to whoever the contractor is or whatever it is.
Yep.
We don't see it. We don't sign it. We don't do anything. So there's no chance of shenanigans going on
yep.
with the money
yes.
with our foundation.
Yep.
It's all run by her.
Yep.
And the Friends of St. Joe Church got started last year or 2 years ago, about November. And the first big project was the restoration of our church windows, which we have 26 windows in the church.
Wow, and they're beautiful.
And eight large, very large stained glass windows, and then five or seven smaller stained glass windows. And then the other ones are just typical, you know, windows, but none of them are square, of course.
Yeah, of course not.
Well, if they were
when they were put in, settling, make sure that they're not still square.
Well, I mean, they're arch top or some version
yeah.
of that, you know, a lot
yeah.
of. So, actually, Joe Potcutter had Window Creations come out and look at the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And we were surprised that they were in as poor shape as they were, because we've had just done general maintenance. They were put in 1920, and we just did, you know, replace some storm glass and a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But the one window was actually, when the wind would blow, it would bow with the wind.
Oh,
so
wow.
it was definitely needing repair. So
that's not supposed to be that.
If
way.
You're familiar with Window Creations, they did Cold Waters Church. You know, most of the churches around here, they've done the windows. So they came out and gave us an estimate.
Now, do they re-lead the windows, or just yes, reframe the windows, or both?
Well, they can do whatever.
Okay,
but
so if it
in
needs reframe, they would do it?
In our case, they're doing the whole works. They're replacing this, taking out the old storm glass,
mm-hmm.
Building new aluminum frames for the exterior, which they can do in their shop. They're one of the few shops in the area that can do that, in the country that can do that, actually.
Wow.
And they make it exactly to the frames that are there. They strip the paint off the old frames, sand them down, replace wood wherever it needs it, and then they use mahogany, which will last forever.
Yeah, wow.
And then they paint it.
That sounds cheap.
Yeah.
Mahogany.
And then
yeah.
they put the new aluminum frames over it with new storm glass.
Wow.
And then
wow.
they go to the interior, and they take the windows out piece by piece, and they map them so they know where they go back in, take them back to their shop, wash them up. If they need new repaired glass, they'll put in new glass. Clean them all up, and then they completely re-led everything, put them back together, and install them in the church.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's somebody that really knows that type of thing, because my understanding is there's several different qualities of stained glass and several different thicknesses and all this kind of stuff. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can, well, we need a piece of red stained glass that's this and this. It can be the wrong shade. It can be the wrong type and look completely wrong and not be.
Yes, Reggie Bauer, the owner of Window Creations, is actually on the National Board of Restoration of Storm Glass Windows.
Yeah, so somebody
and they know their stuff. And if you ever get a chance, if you ever get over to Ottaville, stop by Window Creations there. It's just on the west side of Ottaville. They got a new shop there. They've added on to it. And what they can do there is unbelievable. So it's just incredible.
Yeah, so it sounds like what you're doing with that glass is your grandkids may have to think about it, but probably not. Great-grandkids, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
It's going to be,
what, 97 years?
Yeah, that's...
Since they really had to do lots of major repairs on it.
So it's going to be decades before anybody has to even worry about it. That's awesome. You know, that in itself is a good legacy to leave, that you're not leaving that problem for the next generation or two.
You know, this was a... we mentioned before we had 105 households. Actually, it's 107. The total project was $237,000. So we started this fund in November of...
Wow. 2015.
And within about 16 months, we had raised the funds for the windows.
Wow. That's a couple thousand bucks a family.
Yeah, and the large stained glass windows, those were like, the restoration fee on those was like $24,000. Hmm. And we had some families and people that just stepped up and sponsored those windows. All eight of them got sponsored fully by a family or, you know, that type of thing.
That's really good.
And then, you know, the rest, you know, we made about $16,000 on a festival last year, and it's just been incredible, the generosity of this area. We've all seen it. You know, when somebody gets cancer, when somebody's down and out, you know, whatever it may be, people show up. The 225th, you know, people showed up and just spent money and, you know, and support this town and support our churches, our communities. And it just, it's so heartwarming to, I'm kind of the head of the whole deal. And it's just so, it just touches my heart so much to see what people do, and unexpected people, you know, you know there's some people in the community that have money can do it, and then you see the ones that, you know, you don't think are, may not be getting by as well, and they all chip in. You know, we don't see all of the donations, we don't see, but I do see the list when it comes in, when Janice sends the yearly report, and it's you know, and we had one $20,000 donation that was nobody took credit for it. I mean, it's just been incredible.
That sounds right. And sometimes you need to take credit for it because sometimes you can egg on, isn't the right word, but to egg on somebody else to do it. Other times it's just best not to.
Well, I do have to mention Tom and Bertha Sandra. They have been tremendously generous to our parish, and if I don't say anything about anybody else, they have way over and above, and they continue to do that. Tom does in Bertha's name, and they're just fantastic for us.
Yeah, they are. And I just happened to see Tom yesterday, and Kenny and Elaine Romer were over talking with him over at Briarwood, and he's not getting around as well as he did, but he still gets around pretty well.
He still makes it all his St. Joe funerals, I can tell you that.
I don't doubt that. Because he knew all those people, it's important to him to say that, yes, I remember who you are, I know who you are, and I want to offer my sympathy. Tom and Bertha, you know, a lot of people think they were married, but they're brother and sister.
Right.
But the younger generation all thought they're husband and wife, but they were both born and raised on that farm and just kept on living there.
Right.
And Tom has done so many things. He donated a pretty good chunk of money to our murals here in town and a number of other things that he puts his name on or Bertha's name on and others that he does not. So some things don't need to have the name out there, and some they do. So I think that's just a really good thing. And there's lots of other people that, like you said, some of them you don't even know their names. Some of them you get to see their names, but don't know what they did.
The donations don't all come from parish. They come from the community.
Mm-hmm. And don't think that a kid given $5 isn't as important as somebody given $1,000, because it is. Number one, it gets them in the right mindset for helping.
Well,
people.
Like one couple told me, they sponsored a window, and he said, you know, I'm not doing it for me. We're not doing it for us. Mm-hmm. He said, we're doing it for our children or our grandchildren. When next time something comes up, they can look at that window and say, hey, you know, mom and dad were able to do this. You know, it was important.
Yes.
And their grandparents did it, mm-hmm. and now they're doing it, and that's the way it continues.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is one of the churches, but a lot of the churches with the stained glass have donation by such and such family.
Yeah, the original names are on there, and mm-hmm. some of those families have stepped up again. Others are getting re-sponsored.
Yeah, and other ones are, you know, the people are, they don't even live around here anymore and long gone. But so anything else we want to throw in conclusion? Obviously, we want to give the dates again and the just a quick
thing. I would just say that the fundraising still continues because we have carpeting to put in. We've got louvers to put in the steeple. We've got a lot of projects. So it's not over. It's a continuous
plus
thing.
Maintenance on a 150-year-old church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or, well, that's not 150. The church itself, it might be
166.
I look at that. I sit on the parish council now. I've been on it for a year and a half, and I never even fathomed thinking about what it takes to run a parish like that behind the scenes until I sat in the parish council. When I sit in on those meetings and look at how much money it costs to do this and this and this, and now we need new carpet, now we need new louvers, and you look at that and I go, wow, it's amazing how much all of that really plays into this.
Yeah.
And learning about it, and then look at all the people that step up and donate the money to do that.
And all of that's assuming that the furnace doesn't blow up.
Exactly. You know, so many decisions to be made and so many, you know, things to upkeep the church. And, you know, as the next generation coming through there and raising a family is going to come through, I really appreciate and look up to, you know, my dad and my uncle and that whole generation that have ran that church.
The maggots.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and so much. And I hope that my generation and the future generations can continue it, because I want to see that church last a lifetime.
So September
8th, 9th, and 10th is the festival.
Friday night is bean bags.
Cornhole
and some food.
Some drinks and food,
And then Saturday is mass at 4:30.
Yep.
Outdoor mass, preferably.
Yep.
Chili right after that. All the food stands are open. Buckeyes on the big screens at the beer stand. All the food stands open. RJ the DJ starts at
10 o'clock,
and festivities go on from there. And then Sunday is the beanbag starts at
2 o'clock.
Sign in at 1:30, and then
horseshoes and kitty tractor pulls.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the horseshoes on Saturday.
Amateur horseshoes Saturday night.
Yep, and so horseshoes on Sunday also, and kitty tractor pull at
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, and Mike Hemmelgarn at 6 o'clock.
Barbecue chicken dinners at 4 o'clock.
Yep. Oh yeah, barbecue chicken dinners at 4, and the drawing at 8:30.
Yep. So. And hopefully we have great weather. Most of this will go on rain or shine Friday night. The cornhole will be underneath the big tent. So if it's raining, come on out anyway. We'll still throw the bags.
And that's a nice thing about St. Joe. With the if it is raining, drizzling, or really cold and or windy, you can put the sides down on the tent. And everybody can be in the tent and have fun.
Exactly. Yep.
So yeah, it works out really well. One of my favorite things. If anybody's ever been out there, you just got to know that that's just the most fun. And people that aren't from around here just wonder, why would you go to such a thing? Mm. There's no bands. There's no all
there's
of this
RJ
kind of
the
stuff.
DJ.
There is RJ the DJ.
That's all that matters.
And all that music you heard Chuck playing tonight, you'll hear it that night.
Yep.
Well, maybe yeah. except the last one.
You know, but that's... Yeah,
but you can request it.
Yeah, it's right.
But that's the only time we have music.
Yeah.
So it's easy to talk.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk around and talk to people. You don't have to fight.
Yeah, and even if you... else. Unless you want to stand right there, you can walk to the other side of the tent or right outside the tent, and it's not distracting. So that's what I like. You can sit there and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people you want to talk to are going to be there. It's just one of the neatest places that I've ever, one of the neatest festivals that there just ever.
We might even auction off Father Matt again.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
it was a good time last year.
Yeah, and he'll plow your field or whatever you need him to do.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All
I
right.
I don't know if you want me to plow your field, but if you want me to,
might not be straight.
Yeah, well. Well, we'll be back in just a couple minutes with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and they're going to have Digger Don Kemper, the commissioner of the MAC, and talk about all kinds of stuff. And we are still taking donations for the Rockport Texas High School. We can take them here, and you can definitely drop them off at the high school during school hours. So be back in just a couple minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show.